And when you found a small population, this time of mammals, one getting ever smaller, you try to save them, or should. What about that somewhat famous ivermectin? Could that help? This is Dr. Rachel Gray, a vet and researcher in Sydney.
So we use it a lot for anti-parasitic drugs. So we apply it for treating lots of gastrointestinal worms, so worms in the gut, and also for when you apply a top spot to your dog or cat, that's also some form of ivermectin or the same drug class. And we use it in sea lions.
Sea lions, we'll come to that. Why is it being discussed as used for people?
Because they did some in vitro studies way back when ivermectin seemed to have an effect on coronaviruses in vitro. And then some people in other places in the world, I won't mention names, decided that ivermectin was a great treatment for humans, for COVID, and it became very topical at that point in time.
It isn't.
No. It shouldn't be. And it can be quite toxic to the liver, so you don't want to take it unless you need to.
You mentioned sea lions. Now, do we have many sea lions around Australia?
Unfortunately, we're having less and less. We've got less than 10,000 now, actually, based on the latest census, and the population is in decline, ongoing decline, and there are only endemic pinnipeds, so the only species that is purely in Australian waters.
What's threatening them?
Lots of different threats. There's things related to fisheries interactions, so they can get caught in fishing gear, persistent organic pollutants, PFAS, toxicants. They have a really unusual breeding biology where they only breed every 18 months, whereas every other seals and the fur seals, they breed annually. And so they actually have this inherent reduced reproductive output because they only breed every 18 months. And then they have disease, and particularly pups get hookworm disease.
And you said you can treat it with ivermectin.
We can. So we've been able to show that we can use a topical application of ivermectin, so pretty much the same as putting a top spot on your dog or cat for worms and also for external parasites. And we've shown that even though it's a topical application in a marine mammal, because we're giving it to the pups at a young age when they're not actually in the water, it absorbs through their skin within about 24 hours and it actually kills all the intestinal parasites.
How did you find that out? Because, you know, these are wild creatures. Do you catch them or do you have them in captivity or what?
No, we catch them. So we know ivermectin is a really commonly used drug in veterinary science, and so we wanted to work out a way to treat marine mammals. Ivermectin in its forms have been used previously in captive individuals, but yes, for the trials that we did, we actually had to catch the puppies, we did a health check on them, and then we administered ivermectin firstly as an injection. This was in back 2011, 2013, and then 2019 we started the topical administration.
And if not treated, what do the hookworms do to them?
So basically hookworms will attach onto the wall of the intestine and they inject things that stop the blood from coagulating, and basically they cause hemorrhage. And if you imagine that the mean number of worms in each pup, and we're talking pups that are, you know, 6 to 8 kilos in size, they can have 2,500 of these worms. Each worm attaches to the wall, causes bleeding, and basically they bleed into their feces. And so they get really anemic and they lose a lot of protein and lose a lot of weight, and that can progress to death.
Yeah, one of the old problems of a parasite killing its host, but presumably they're passed on and they survive if they're evacuated.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about, I guess, hookworms, so we know that it's co-evolved with the species, but we don't really know why it can cause such high mortality at the moment. And we think it's because of those other cofactors that are affecting maybe the host immune response, particularly some of those toxicants can cause immunosuppression. So we suspect there might be a component of that occurring. And also because of the species itself, every single pup is infected because they get it through their mum's milk. So it's a really effective parasite life cycle to perpetuate itself. And then, yeah, they shed the eggs in their feces, and the eggs and the larvae that the eggs become survive for years in the right conditions in the substrate.
Well, with so few sea lions left, what are you going to do? You can't catch them all. How are you going to save them?
I would love to catch them all because they're very cute. So what we've been shown so far is that we can improve survival of pups by treating a proportion of the pups with ivermectin. We've shown that to be successful in summer breeding seasons where there's really high mortality, up to 40% at specific sites, which is crazy when you're getting 240 pups born and 40% of them die, not just from hookworm, but from trauma and other causes. But we were able to show in high mortality seasons, the summer seasons, that survival is improved, whereas we weren't able to show that in the winter breeding season. So our next ivermectin treatment trial is focused for 2023, when we're going to treat a higher proportion of the pups at Seal Bay Conservation Park on Kangaroo Island.
Kangaroo Island in South Australia.
Yep, the most beautiful place in the world. Yeah, so it's got a population of Australian sea lions. Pup production is about 240 pups every 18 months, and it's a good site to actually inform the public about what the threats are to this particular species, because lots of people don't even know there is a sea lion species in Australia, let alone that they're endangered and that they're declining in population.
I seem to remember something on the beach, lots of them lying around. I don't know whether they're sea lions or seals. What's the difference?
Well, sea lions are very beautiful animals. Size is very different. Their fur is actually different. So the fur seals, which is why they were so attractive to the sealers, they actually have fur, so they've got a really dense under fur, whereas the sea lions have hair, so they don't have that under fur. Different size ears, and they do ambulate on land and in water slightly differently. But they are very similar. And another really key thing that is problematic for the Australian sea lion is they only breed every 18 months, whereas fur seals, for example, Australian fur seal, New Zealand fur seal, they breed annually. So just in that different breeding biology, they have very different capacity to reproduce.
Well, I hope you win the battle. Good luck.
Thank you.
Rachel Gray is a senior lecturer in vet pathology at the University of Sydney.